Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dampur Bioorganics Limited Q3 FY25 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to Mr. Agrawal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you, Navin. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us as we review the operational and financial performance for the quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2024. The company's results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the exchanges, and I trust you have had the opportunity to review them. I will begin by discussing the key economic and geographical factors that have influenced the sugar industry and its related segments. I will then highlight our major operational developments during the quarter before handing the call over to Nalin, who will provide a detailed update on our financial performance. To begin with the sugar sector overview, the Government of India recently permitted the export of 1 million metric tons of sugar, a move that has provided a much-needed relief to the industry. According to the latest ISMA estimates released on the 31st of January, the gross sugar production has been revised down to 31 million metric tons. The sugar diversion is estimated at 33.75 million metric tons, while the domestic sugar consumption is projected to be 28 million metric tons. These measures have led to an improvement in ex-mill sugar prices, which is a welcome development for the industry. In its recent meeting, the CCEA maintained the price of ethanol derived from grains, sugarcane syrup, and B-heavy molasses, while increasing the price for ethanol produced from C-heavy molasses by 1.69 rupees per liter to 57.97 rupees a liter. Additionally, the government has decided to release 2.4 million tons of FCI rice at 22,500 rupees per metric ton ex-warehouse for ethanol production. Ethanol derived from this feedstock is priced at 58.50 rupees per liter and is expected to produce 110 crore liters of ethanol. The OMCs have recently released a third tender for 124 crore liters of ethanol, which is restricted for supplies made from the above-mentioned FCI rice and C-heavy molasses. The OMCs have been offered 164 crore liters, out of which 159 crore liters is with FCI rice and the balance 5 crores with C-heavy molasses against the said tender. Our company's performance highlights are as follows. In this quarter, we crushed 13.82 lakh tons of cane as compared to 14.48 lakh tons of cane during Q3 FY24. The sugar production for Q3 FY25 stood at 1.01 lakh tons as compared to 1.38 lakh tons for the same quarter last year. The sugarcane diversion to syrup-derived ethanol for this quarter stood at 2.2 lakh tons, which was nil for last year. The net recovery for Q3 FY25 stood at 8.72% as against 9.51% for the corresponding period last year. Q3 FY25, our sugar sales stood at 89,252 metric tons, representing an increase of 189% from 30,948 tons in the corresponding quarter last year. The sugar realization for this quarter this year stood at 38,714 rupees a ton as compared to 40,142 rupees a ton for the corresponding quarter last year. The EBIT for this quarter was 2.19 crores, a margin of 0.3%, as against a negative EBIT of 0.72 crores and a negative margin of 0.17% for the corresponding period last year. For the 9 months ended FY25, our EBIT stood at 6.24 crores, a margin of 0.3% this year, as compared to 39.37 crores and a margin of 2.23% for the corresponding period last year. I now hand the call over to Nalin for an update on our financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam. Good afternoon, everyone. I will provide an overview of our standalone financial highlights for Q3 and 9 months FY25, followed by a discussion on our segment performance. Revenue from the operations in Q3 FY25 stood at 740.5 crores against 424.78 crores in Q3 FY24 last year. EBITDA in Q3 FY25 stood at 16.85 crores against 12.89 crores in Q3 FY24 last year. Company incurred a loss of 6.21 crores in Q3 FY25 at the after-tax level against 4.16 crores loss in Q3 FY24. For the 9 months ended, revenue from the operations stood at 2011.92 crores against 1766.54 crores in 9 months FY24. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 stood at 44.10 crores as compared to 74.54 crores in 9 months FY24. We incurred a loss of 27.56 crores in 9 months FY25. Against a profit of 7.6 crores in 9 months FY24. Coming to the segmental highlights, starting with the sugar segment, revenue from sugar segment stood at 473.51 crores in Q3 FY25 against a revenue of 237.8 crores in Q3 FY24. EBIT in sugar segment stood at 14.72 crores in Q3 FY25 against a loss of 9.17 crores in Q3 FY24. Weaker sugarcane after a diversion of 2.2 lakh tons, 11.63 lakh tons in Q3 FY25 against 14.48 lakh tons in Q3 FY24. We produced 1.01 lakh tons in Q3 FY25 against 1.38 lakh tons in Q3 FY24. We sold 89,252 tons in Q3 FY25 against 30,948 tons in Q3 FY24. As on 31st December 2024, we had an inventory of 1.11 lakh tons of sugar, which was valued at 37,648 per ton against an inventory of 1.07 lakh tons, which was valued at 34,445 as of 31st December 23. Cost of production in Q3 FY25 stood at 39,858 per ton, which has been valued at 37,648 per ton. Two of our units have been marked down to net realizable value, resulting in a net impact of 9.13 crores. Coming to the renewable energy segment, we generated 87.58 million units in Q3 FY25 against 99.73 million units in Q3 FY24. We exported 29.16 million units in Q3 FY25 at an average rate of 3.44 per unit against 37.48 million units in Q3 FY24. Coming to biofuel and spirit segments, revenue from this segment stood at 91.72 crores in Q3 FY25 against 110.98 crores in Q3 FY24. We incurred a loss of 88 lakhs at EBIT level in this segment against a profit of 7.25 crores in Q3 FY24. Ethanol production in Q3 FY25 stood at 156.03 lakh bulk liters in Q3 FY25 against 195.05 lakh bulk liters in FY24. Ethanol sales in Q3 FY25 stood at 129.02 lakh bulk liters at an average realization of 64.02 per liter against sale of 173.47 lakh bulk liters at an average realization of 58.87 per bulk liter in Q3 FY24. Ethanol inventory as of 31st December 24 stood at 8.63 lakh bulk liters against 12.43 lakh bulk liters as of 31st December 23. In country liquor segment, revenue stood at 283.25 crores in Q3 FY24 against 161.94 crores in Q3 FY24. EBIT stood at 4.77 crores in Q3 FY25 against EBIT of 2.86 crores in Q3 FY24. We sold 11.51 lakh cases of country liquor in Q3 FY25 against 6.87 lakh cases in FY24. The realization net of excise in Q3 FY25 stood at 274.67 per case against realization of 280.15 per case in the corresponding quarter last year. Coming to the financial position, as of 31st December, long-term loans stood at 233 crores. We paid 15 crores of long-term loans during this quarter. Debt equity ratio stood at 0.24 times. Net working capital stood at 380 crores as of 31st December 2024. We incurred interest cost of 10 crores in Q3 FY25 against interest cost of 5.6 crores in Q3 FY24. Increase in interest cost is mainly on account of higher working capital utilization of 386 crores in Q3 FY25 versus 208 crores in Q3 FY24 due to higher inventory. Both long-term and short-term ratings remain at A as assigned by peer ratings. I now invite moderator to open the floor for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consultants. Please go ahead.
Namaskar. Good evening. Am I audible?
Namaskar, Sanjeev ji. Yes, I'm audible.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my first question is that the government has not revised the prices of ethanol made out of syrup and B-heavy. So, would we be discontinuing to supply this and rather start C type of ethanol to the government, because there the prices are as high as 57, 58 rupees, sir. So, I want to have your opinion on this. Kindly tell me.
Or second, Sanjeev ji, aap apne sare questions agar poochne, then I can answer all of them.
Okay, sir. The second question is that out of one ton of cane processed, how much syrup ethanol is made out of it? That is my second question. The third question is regarding current position of crop availability in this season, and how we estimate that how much more sugar will we be able to produce in this season, and what are the prospects for next year in the sense that have we overcome the red rot issues and have we replaced all our farms with the new variety of new seeds?
Thank you so much. With regards to जो आपने ethanol के बारे में पूछा था, we're all very disappointed. The industry was all very disappointed कि government की price rise नहीं आई, which was at least the bare minimum price rises are expected, and this is the second year when the price has not been increased. So yes, after this decision, we have had to relook at our process. And जो हमने सिरप की quantities commit करी थी, उसको हम लोग अभी सी में तो पूरी तरीके से switch over नहीं कर पाए हैं, because of some process constraints, but we have switched over to B. We were already maximizing our C as much as possible. So उसके कारण से हम definitely expect कर रहे हैं with this switch over करीब हम लोगों का, I would imagine anything between you know about 10,000 tons of sugar additional produce हो जानी चाहिए. सेकेंड जो आपने केन एंड सिरप की जो यील्ड के बारे में पूछा था, द यील्ड्स डिपेंड ऑन द रिकवरी ऑफ केन विच कैन फ्लक्चुएट फ्रॉम 6.5 टू अबाउट 8 टन्स पर यू नो 8 लीटर्स पर क्विंटल और 65 टू 80 टन्स पर पर टन ऑफ केन डिपेंडिंग ऑन द यू नो केन में क्या उस टाइम पे पोलन केन या केन में क्या पोजिशन है, केन की क्वालिटी कैसी है. With regards to the current position of cane crop, we do expect the cane crop is all puri industry ki write down hui hai. Jis area mein hum log hain, agar UP ka bhi hum log dekhe, to we the cane crop is supposed to be down by about 5-7% in East UP. Central UP mein bhi kareeb 10-15% cane 15% tak ka cane crop ka decrease kuch kuch area mein ho sakta hai, aur West UP mein maybe 3-4%. We expect the cane crop for us to be probably anything between 5-8% lower than last year, which could be a little bit better than our peers, but there will be a reduction for sure. With regards to the current position of red rot and...
Mere karan ruk nahi raha hai na?
Sanjeev ji, aapko awaaz aa, to jo aapne second sawal jo aapne pucha tha ki cane planting ke bare mein, red rot ke replacement ke bare mein, jo हमारे पास जो सीड मटेरियल था, जो प्लांट केन में रेड रॉट है, वो तो रिप्लेस नहीं होगा, वो तो अगले साल वो का रटून आएगा. बट वी डू एक्सपेक्ट अबाउट 60-70% एरिया हमारा नई वैरायटीज में तो आ जाना चाहिए, इफ नॉट मोर. बाय नेक्स्ट ईयर वी होप 100% रिप्लेसमेंट हो जाना चाहिए प्लांट केन में. रिप्लेसमेंट की एक्टिविटी चल रही है, वो चल रही है. अभी विद द करंट शुगर प्राइसेज एंड कम्पीटिंग प्राइसेज वी आर नॉट एंटिसिपेटिंग अ बिग इंक्रीज इन केन प्लांटिंग इन यूपी फॉर दिस ईयर. अक्रॉस यूपी का कोई हमको केन प्लांटिंग में केन एकरेज में बहुत बड़ा इंक्रीजिंग के ट्रेंड्स नहीं नजर आ रहे हैं. यील्ड में कोई फर्क आएगा, दैट कुड बी द इम्पैक्ट दैट विल कम इन नेक्स्ट ईयर इन द इंडस्ट्री एज अ होल.
इस सीजन में हम अब फोर्थ क्वार्टर और देयर आफ्टर में टोटल और कितना शुगर बना पाएंगे, इफ आई कैन नो सम रफ एस्टिमेट.
आपकी आवाज क्लियर नहीं हुई, देयर वाज सम डिस्टरबेंस इन द बैकग्राउंड.
सॉरी सर, इज इट बेटर नाउ?
अभी भी बैकग्राउंड में कोई नॉइज बहुत आ रही है संजीव जी, कोई क्लियर नहीं हो पा रहा है.
देखिए मैंने स्पीकर पे कर दिया है फोन, अब मेरी आवाज अच्छे से आ रही है?
अब थोड़ी बेटर हुई है.
हाँ जी, धन्यवाद. मैं ये कह रहा था सर कि कोई अंदाज मुझे दे सकते हैं कि अब जो ये जनवरी ऑनवर्ड से लेके अप्रैल या जब तक भी अपन मिलें चलाएंगे अपनी सब, तो टोटल शुगर प्रोडक्शन इन टर्म्स ऑफ टन्स और कितना एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं सर हम लोग?
देखिए रिकवरी एंड ये सब बेटर है, एग्जैक्ट नंबर में भी थोड़ा सा अर्ली होगा, बट आई थिंक विद इन
अराउंड 20 प्रोडक्शन कितनी हो
चुकी है,
अराउंड 25,000 हो चुकी है ना.
संजीव जी जस्ट गिव अस, आई थिंक अभी बिफोर द एंड ऑफ द कॉल वी विल जस्ट थोड़ा सा नंबर एक बार रिवर्क करके आपको.
नो प्रॉब्लम. नहीं, मेरा आइडिया ये था सर कि मैंने एक एस्टिमेट बनाया कि शायद अभी भी 270,000 टन हम इस सीजन में और बना पाएंगे. ये
अंदाजा मोटा मोटा सही है, आई थिंक जो आपने नंबर हमारा इसके आसपास ही है, तो आपका अंदाजा मोटा मोटा सही है. फाइनल केन क्रॉप कितनी एन पे जाके बंद होती है और फाइनल, बट यू आर नॉट टू फार ऑफ संजीव जी, आपका असेसमेंट इज नॉट टू फार ऑफ.
बराबर है सर. अब मुझे ये जानना है सर कि फरवरी से हमने कुछ शुगर प्राइसेस अपवर्ड रिवाइज किए हैं और अभी एक्स मिल प्राइस क्या चल रहा है करंट जी?
देखिए संजीव जी, अभी जो आफ्टर दी एक्सपोर्ट पॉलिसी जनवरी में भी थोड़ा सा प्राइस दिसंबर के मुकाबले अपवर्ड आ गया था. जनवरी में रिफाइंड शुगर इन नॉर्थ इंडिया वॉज कोटिंग एट अबाउट 40.25 रुपीज, और अब आज की डेट में रिफाइंड शुगर की प्राइस इज अबाउट 41.75 to 42 रुपीज, एंड सल्फिटेशन की प्राइस इज अबाउट 41 इन नॉर्थ इंडिया 41.25. सो एक्सपोर्ट पॉलिसी आने के बाद से करीब 1.25 रुपए का या डेढ़ रुपए के आसपास का पर केजी देयर हैज बीन एन इंक्रीज इन द शुगर प्राइसेस. सो वी होप दिस प्राइसेस शुड रिमेन मेंटेन गोइंग फॉरवर्ड.
वेरी नाइस सर. एंड आई मीन इंटरनेशनल प्राइसेस जो मैं लंदन के देखता हूँ वो भी काफी ऊपर हो रहे हैं वापस से. तो आई मीन इज देयर एनी साइन कि इंडिया में भी 44-45 रुपीज शुगर इस महीने में या दो महीने में तीन महीने में जा सकती है क्या?
संजीव जी, आई विश हो जाए, पर यू नो पर्सनली इफ यू आस्क मी फ्रॉम आर इंडस्ट्री पर्सपेक्टिव, इफ द प्राइसेस गो अप टू फास्ट टू सून, इट वो थोड़ा सा गवर्नमेंट और सब जगह काफी इसमें डिस्कम्फर्ट आ जाता है. रियलिस्टिकली लेवल जो कॉस्ट ऑफ प्रोडक्शन है सालों का, तो चीनी की प्राइस को यहाँ से थोड़ा सा और बढ़ने की गुंजाइश होनी चाहिए. अभी वो अभी होगी, बाद में होगी या कैसे होगी, बट मेरे ख्याल से अभी भी थोड़ी सी गुंजाइश है. पर हो सकता है इमीडिएटली नहीं हो, सीजन के बाद कुछ इम्पैक्ट दिखना चालू हो, बिकॉज जो लोगों को वर्किंग कैपिटल और इन सब चीजों का प्रेशर है वो भी थोड़ा ईज आउट होना चालू होगा और फाइनल नंबर भी आ जाएंगे गेम के.
थैंक यू वेरी मच संजीव दुमानी. आई रिक्वेस्ट टू कम बैक फॉर अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन.
कम बैक इन द क्यू.
थैंक यू. पार्टिसिपेंट्स यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन. Next question is from the line of Suraj Khaitan from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Suraj.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know about the insights on how January has been in terms of sugarcane yield. Additionally, how do you see ethanol prices evolving going forward?
Sorry, I missed the first part. What about the sugarcane yield were you interested to know?
How has been January in terms of sugarcane yield?
So see, the yield of sugarcane this year, plant cane should start coming in from January. If you're talking about sugar percentage per ton of cane, there has definitely been an upward movement as compared to the ratoon cane. So we think the differential that was in the sugar recovery should reduce going forward. The sugarcane yield for plant cane is probably little lower than last year, not as bad as the ratoon cane yield, in our area at least. And on the ethanol, the government hasn't increased the price of ethanol, so for next year we will have to recalibrate our strategy and see what is the best case scenario for us, whether we want to. I don't think we will be looking to divert sugar cane into syrup for next year, if the sugar prices and everything remains as is where is. But thoda early hai uske liye humko baad mein decision lenge, I think closer to September or ऑफिस में हम नहीं डिसीजन ले पाएंगे. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लाइन ऑफ फाल्गुनी दत्ता फ्रॉम मानसरोवर फाइनेंशियल्स. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या गुड आफ्टरनून सर. सो आई हैव अ फ्यू क्वेश्चंस. फर्स्ट इज, सो व्हाट्स द रीजन फॉर दिस शार्प डिक्लाइन इन द बायोफ्यूल्स एंड स्पिरिट्स दिस प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी फॉर 9 months from 40 crore to 7 crores. Is it just the ethanol prices?
So, what do you, Salvini, do you want to ask all your questions and list them down and we can answer them?
And sir, I also wanted to know what is the maximum profit that we can generate from this country liquor segment if things were to be in a normal case scenario, given that we have on a 660 crore turnover, the current performance is quite a bit lower. So what's the maximum that we can be achieving there?
So I think Farguni ji, aapka biofuels ke liye, what the key point this year of course has been the low yields of ethanol per ton of sugar, because the cane was, you know, as we've all experienced, the recoveries have been down because of the severe red rot and pest issues. The red rot really adversely affected the recovery of cane. There wasn't enough sucrose content, and therefore that reduced the overall availability of the total amount of yield of ethanol per ton of cane. Also, in the last Q2, basically, if you remember, last year the government had adversely, they had stopped the diversion of ethanol. So we all had to recalibrate our strategy and we could not produce enough ethanol.
Yeah.
So in Q2, we did not produce enough ethanol as compared to last year. So these two things put together, and now the prices too haven't increased. So all these things have really impacted the profitability of the biofuel sector. Now, with regards to country liquor,
sir, just to add to that, so how much do we expect that to be, let's say, for the coming year? I mean, assuming a normal cane scenario and without expecting anything on the price front, how much can that get to?
See, now this is becomes a little bit, you know, for us now in the normal cane scenario, if the sugar prices remain where we are, there is no reason for us to now in North India and for us to make refined sugar, to divert sugar into sugarcane into ethanol. As I was mentioning to Mr. Damani, we have in fact discontinued the diverting any more sugarcane into ethanol. We are better off by paying the penalty and not diverting cane into ethanol and maybe making B-heavy or C-molasses. So for the coming year, if the sugar prices remain where they are, the ethanol prices haven't been increased, the merit to divert cane into ethanol will not be there. It will probably be more towards C-molasses. So that is what the scenario for the coming year for North India and for a company like us looks like in the current environment continues.
Okay.
Now with regards to country liquor, you know, you have to take the duty element out of the overall sales. There is about a 90% duty per ton per case of country liquor. The duty elements are substantially high. If you take the duty element out and if you look at the raw material price, the levy molasses price, then there is some margin, maybe a 15-20% margin to be enjoyed in this business. And with that margin, we do hope to continue to grow this business. We are today number 6 in UP and we hope to continue to gain some market share.
Okay. And just to clarify on your ethanol part, so you said coming year you would just do C-heavy ethanol. Am I right?
See, again, too early to say, but if the, with the current sugarcane prices, with the current sugar prices, ethanol prices, the merit, the calculation does not warrant us diverting. Now, if there is a change in sugar prices or sugar outlook or the ethanol outlook, ethanol prices, we will have to recalibrate strategy, but that is still some time off. I think the new tender will come September, October. We will have to decide closer to the time over there.
And sir, finally, what do you expect the sugar cost of production to be by as we end this season, if we include the depreciation but exclude the interest?
Nalin, do you want to answer that question?
So the COP for this till December stood at 39.85 per kg, but the COP for this full season will again a derivation of the recovery, the kind of sugar cane we get. So we definitely will get to see the reduction in COP going forward, but probably it will not be right to comment on the exact number here for my side, please.
Fine, never mind, sir. And I just missed one more question, which is on the this other unallocable expense, which is higher YOY. So what does that pertain to, this 18 odd crores versus 1.5 crore YOY in the segment result?
So, Falguniji, last year the expense on the unallocable expense are same on YOY basis. But last year we had one exceptional income from the sale of property of 15 crores. So that is why the net expense last year was seeming to be low.
Okay, so this quarter is normal.
Yeah.
Fine, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from Lanav Hari Kumar S, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Hari Kumar, you are audible.
My two questions, sir. Like the state has been increasing the price by itself apart from the central. So can't the UP industry represent the government to increase the power price and the country liquor price? So because those are under the state government control. The second question, sir, we are not presenting the power segment as a different segment, sir. That's all. Thank you.
So, Harikumarji, just what you said on the power price, we have been representing, and even in country liquor, we have been representing, but unfortunately, the government hasn't given us any favorable outcome. We continue to represent quite vehemently as an industry body, but abhi koi bahut positive outcome to nahi aaya hai. Now, power right now is part and we basically only do incidental cogeneration, we only do cogeneration and incidental cogeneration. So that is why the results are merged with the sugar business itself.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, we can now. Hi.
Sir, hello, sir. Sir, when is the grain-based distillery coming online?
So, grain-based distillery, now we plan to get it to start operating after the season gets over as per our production plan. We should start its operation somewhere end April, early May.
And, sir, we are looking at FCI rice as an input for this, like the price was recently reduced.
Yes, we have tendered for this current tender which came out. We did participate in the tender. Now we are waiting for that to understand how much quantity will get allocated to us.
And sir, have the maize prices also come down, or sir, rice will be better with the FCI rice now reduced price?
See, this year we can only do FCI rice because this tender is only for FCI rice and sea molasses. It's not for maize. But to my understanding, that the prices of maize are not very attractive, and you know there is a lot of other concerns with maize regarding the overall availability and things like this. So in fact, the current tender also allowed for people to switch from maize to rice.
Okay. And sir, the current recovery.
We lost your audio in between. Can you repeat your question once again?
Yes. So, what is our recovery right now, sir, for the season so far?
For the season so far, as of January, the November numbers we have, January numbers, it should be higher by about, I would imagine, half a percentage point.
Yeah.
Just bear with us. The
Is it expected to improve now in the balance of the season?
Recovery is continuously improving now with plant cane. That's what the recoveries are continuing to go up. So we do hope that we will be able to reduce the gap that we had last for the first half.
All right, but we cannot go back to last year's figures.
No, this year that's not going to happen. For across UP, that's not going to happen.
All right. And sir, this plant cane, is it so much affected by red rot and things, or is this better off? Like,
plant cane is a little better than ratoon, but the overall yields are still not at par with last year. They could be marginally lower. So let's see what the overall ratoon. We definitely got less ratoon than last year. So plant cane should be similar to marginally lower than last year, so the overall crush will be lower.
Right, and so we expect to end crushing by April?
No, in April, so only our plant in East UP, in West UP will probably see April. The plants in the central part will not see April. They'll basically be, pretty much all of central UP should be done by March. I don't anticipate any area in central UP to be really operational in April.
And sir, but our distilleries would run this year in the off-season? Because of rice or B heavy that we're doing right now?
Distillery we are going to be running. I think we might see a little lesser number of days because we have planned to divert less syrup into ethanol. We've reduced that, so that impact of about a month could come in towards the later part of the year.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, then.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar. Individual investor, please go ahead. Rajesh, may I request you to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please?
Yeah. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So a few questions. So the first one is in the notes to accounts, you mentioned that the cost is based on the SAP of financial year 23-24. So do you expect any increase for 24-25?
Rajesh, if you can just give all your questions and we'll be able to answer them. It might make...
Yeah, that is the first question. Then the second question is, anything you have heard on the MSP hike, you know, which the industry has been, you know, kind of requesting for many, many years. So just wanted to know what is the, do you have any latest update? And then the third question is, on the export front, are you able to book any orders? Are you expecting, you know, further increase in prices in the international markets? These are the three questions.
So on the MRP, I can tell you, MSP, sorry, I can tell you, Rajesh, the on the notes of account, I'll let Nalin answer it afterwards. On the MSP, basically, we have been representing your right to the government. They have yet to take it up, but I believe the matter is could come up in the CCAA sometime sooner than later. We continue to request our ministry and the ministers to take this matter forward. On the export front, you know, in North India, with the current prices of sugar there and the international prices and the price we get for quota, didn't make sense for us to really export our own sugar, even though we do make the export quality, high-quality sugar, but we are getting a premium for that up north. So we have decided to sell our quota, which we have done so. Nalin, do you want to give the figure on notes to cost of account?
So we have mentioned that we have been booking the sugarcane prices at the SAP of last year, which continued to be the same for this season. As there is no formal announcement happened on SAP, but there is no increase in SAP happened. So we continue to account for sugarcane prices at 370, which was the last year SAP price for UP.
Okay. Okay, just yeah, two more questions. So do you expect a better performance in Q4 given that you are, you know, recovery is improving and there is an uptrend in the sugar prices as well?
We definitely believe so, Rajesh.
Okay. Okay. And sir, lastly, your the share price has been quite depressed. So any chance of doing buyback or something, you know, any thoughts on that?
No, I don't think we are looking at any buyback right now, Rajeshji. With, you know, the way this current year behaved, I think it is more prudent for us right now to be a little bit more conservative with capital, and we hope now with improved realization of sugarcane, in the coming quarters onwards, the overall industry's performance should get reflected in the share prices.
Okay, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajeshji.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Sanjay Damani from SKD Consultants. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible?
Sanjay ji, namaskar ji.
Sir, the first question is the fact that when we produce ethanol from syrup, there is no levy obligation of molasses on that cane. Can you kindly confirm for me?
When the government has, they have a simple formula, whatever tonnage of cane that you divert towards ethanol, they presume you will have 6.25% of BHV molasses on that, and therefore 19% of that has to be levy molasses, which you will have to give from some other form of whatever B or C that you are making accordingly.
Okay, so we are not exempted when we make ethanol from syrup. That cane also invites levy on us.
Unfortunately, no, sir.
So we are not exempted. Secondly, sir, our cane prices, cane purchase prices, are linked to recovery or they are fixed at 370 straight away?
They are fixed, sir. There is no linkage to recovery in UP.
Okay. Lower recovery will not give us any advantage to pay less for purchase.
नहीं सर यूपी में कोई इसका लिंकेज नहीं है सर एसएपी स्टेट है स्टेट एडवाइस प्राइस स्टेट है
ओके सर एंड वन मोर क्वेश्चन सर दैट हाउ मच वाज आवर एक्सपोर्ट कोटा इफ आई कैन नो सर
So I think roughly 13,000 tons.
Okay.
Exact number, I don't know, but roughly around this is, I remember the number, but it was roughly 13,000 tons. Nalin, do you remember the exact number?
Yes, it's 12,489 tons.
Yeah, 12,489 tons.
So, I mean, we have made some gain by we sold out our quota, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. One more question, sir. That recently, I mean, just now I heard that we made some 15 crore gain on property sale. Our company can give us some, you know, surplus land or, you know, surplus assets, which can be monetized in coming years. Can our company give a presentation of that also in due course of time?
For sure, sir, we will look into it, but this got done last year when we, you know, pre-demerger when we had a corporate office. So that which was shared between both the undivided company and the new company, uski sale hui thi.
Right, sir. Do we have any other surplus land or assets which are now surplus to be encashed in our company?
We continue to look at it, but nothing very concrete immediately. As and when the opportunities come, of course, we will. But in our existing land factories, we don't want to sell any land, sir, because, you know, if you ever need anything in the future, becomes more expensive and difficult to acquire.
Right, sir. Last question is that our average realization of country liquor item is lower than last year. So what is the reason? I mean, is it a competitive world that we have to give discounts, or there is a government fixed price at which we have to simply hand over?
There is a maximum price at which you can sell. Compared to last year, bahut marginal difference hai, but volume mein aap dekhenge, Sanjay ji, bahut substantial increase hai. So we had the thoda freight element increase, that increased the net, that became basically reduced the net realizable value.
Okay. So for making country liquor, do we also buy levy molasses from outside?
This year onwards, we have started buying, because our sale of country liquor is higher than what our own levy obligation is there.
Okay. Very nice, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best for coming days.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we take the last question for the evening. Next question is from the line of Hari Kumar S, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you once again, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Hari Kumar ji, you are, sir.
Okay, two questions, sir. Regarding this, there was a lower levy molasses for 23-24 government has redetermined it. How much positive impact can the company expect from that, sir? And the second one is this regarding, can't we move into Indian-made foreign liquor because there will be better margins? The same plants don't work out for that, sir. That's all, sir. Thank you.
No, the levy obligation is not reduced this year. It's the same as last year. So is this a factor of how much cane you crushed and everything? The levy quantity is not reduced at all. So that information that you have is not correct. And simultaneously, I mean, right now there are no plans for any IMFL because it's a different business segment with marketing costs and brand with different kind of risk factors associated with it. I think right now we want to focus on our current portfolio and increase the country liquor sale also.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take one last follow-up question from the line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, what are our CapEx plans, sir, for the ensuing future?
As I was mentioning during some of my last con calls, most of our capex cycle seems to be over in the sugar segment. The only difference is, as I was mentioning before, this year we could not divert some of our capacity into sea molasses, so some capex would probably go in small amounts into making us compliant, giving us the ability to make sea molasses in all our units. The only other capex that we see for ourselves is on the country liquor segment, as and when if we are able to gain market share, we will have to augment our bottling capacities. So we are already augmenting some capacity right now as we speak. There is already some capacity augmentation going on. After that, if you are able to gain more market share, then it is like a modular, you know, then you just add one more bottling line. But overall, we see that capex cycle for this financial year to be fairly moderate. we won't be able to give you the exact number right now. I think that will be better presented in the next 2-3 months.
And sir, regarding the package and the branded sugar that we were doing in our presentation, so that part is done, that capex?
That is done. We are continuing to see good healthy growth. We are doing good business there. And we hope to capitalize on this business going forward.
And sir, as you said that the country liquor, we are now selling more than our levy molasses. So that means that we are earning a certain amount of money there, sir. Am I correct?
Yes, that's the idea. So that's, and because we become number 6 now, this is a short period of time, and if we continue to gain market share and we have distillery capacity, we hope this could be a good sort of more visible and a, you know, with a higher margin business for us.
The margins are more than sea molasses ethanol, or sir, it's similar?
Yes, sir. But look, what you basically pay for country, we will be able to buy levy molasses at the government sort of advised price of about 150 rupees a quintal or 1500 rupees a ton. If you look at that number, then the margins could be better than net of duty, not gross of duty, net of duty could be a little better.
Better than sea molasses, sir, producing ethanol from sea.
So our own molasses, we will never divert our own molasses to ethanol, to country liquor. That is because the country liquor molasses prices are definitely lower than, our own molasses today, let's say if we were to sell our own molasses, we will get a realization of close to 11,000 rupees a ton. Whereas the country liquor molasses today, if you were to sell, you get 1,500 rupees a ton.
Right. So you're trying to say that from our own levy molasses that we'll use our own molasses, but for the extra country liquor, we'll buy molasses from outside.
Levy molasses.
Yeah, levy molasses we'll buy from outside.
That's the idea.
Okay, get your point. And sir, this one last thing, sir. This PPA for us, when is it getting over? Is it more remunerative outside to sell our power?
As of now, yes. I think one of our PPAs in a smaller unit is supposed to get over next year. Early next year.
And sir, currently we're getting about 3.5 rupees. And in private, that is much higher, right?
What we are given to understand, you could get around 4.5-5 rupees there.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Goyal for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for taking time out for our investor call and for all your good wishes. And we look forward to hearing from you during our next investor call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.